Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. To ask a question at the end of the conference, please press star then one. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Jim Katz. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the How to Sell Big Fix Tivoli Talk. My name is Jim Katz. On the phone with us today, we have Mark Finnick, who's the account executive for Big Fix, Jim Resch, who's in technical sales, and Sandy Hawk, who's in product marketing from Big Fix. Could we go to the agenda, please? Thank you very much. A couple things to point out here. This talk is not going to cover any compensation-related questions. These questions were covered on the July 26th Tivoli Talk, which is available in the Tivoli Media Library. For the business partners that are on the call, I want to remind you that next week on August 10th, we have a special call for just the business partners where we will discuss the Big Fix acquisition and how to become a partner with Big Fix. So, again, that's on August 10th. It's 10 a.m. Eastern. If you have any questions, contact your normal Tivoli rep or give me a call. That will work. I'll send you the details also. So on the call today, we're going to basically talk about Big Fix and what the acquisition means. We're going to do an overview, and we're going to talk about the best practices. How do we sell Big Fix? How do you close the deal? We're going to talk about the secret of effective proof of concepts. One of the key reasons that we purchased Big Fix was they are so successful when they perform the proof of concepts. And then after we talk about the POCs, we're going to have a demo by Jim Resch, and then the team will be available to answer any additional questions you have. So with that, let's go to the next slide, please. On July 19th, the Big Fix acquisition was completed, and the reason that IBM, or one of the many reasons that IBM purchased Big Fix, is because of the excellent solutions they have for endpoint management and security. If you notice here, there's a number of customers listed. For example, you know, we have Los Angeles Unified School District, which has 226,000 devices being managed. We have Wall Street firms. There's firms out in China. So you see that the Big Fix solution is a global solution, and it does cover all vertical industries. So, again, this was a great acquisition for us, and it actually fits very well into our provisioning management story. Now, when it comes to how does Big Fix align with IBM Service Management Solutions, it's actually a very easy fit. You know, generally, we look at our customers at being in one of three areas. That is, they're either under consolidation and virtualization in their environment, they're maybe doing optimization and automation, or they're maybe way up the ladder and they're very business-centric enterprise transformation. And when you look at what Big Fix brings to the table, you can see that regardless of where our customers are on the ladder, there is going to be a need for endpoint management, endpoint security, power and patch management. All those things are what Big Fix brings to the table. Next slide, please. Thank you. When it comes to positioning, Tivoli Provisioning Manager and the Big Fix solutions, it's important to point out here that Tivoli Provisioning Manager is really a solution for data center automation revolving around servers, okay? It's very key, whereas when we talk about Big Fix, we're talking about the life cycle of distributed endpoints. Again, key differentiation, Big Fix for the distributed endpoints and Tivoli Provisioning Manager for data center automation and server management. Next slide, please. So, Sandy, at this point, I'd like to turn this over to you.
Sure. Thanks, Jim. And it's a pleasure to be on the call with you guys this morning and this afternoon, depending on where you are. So what do we do? First, let's start with what IT operations does. IT is responsible for solving problems. And what Big Fix offers is the ability for IT to do that more effectively. And what things do they need to do their jobs more effectively? First, they need to understand what's in their environment currently. They need the speed to deploy solutions rapidly to very complicated, highly distributed environments and have the adaptability and control to do more with less resources. we're seeing more and more IT organizations that are having to shrink their staffing or shrink how much budget they have to use, and Big Fix has been tremendously successful in helping IT solve these issues. How we do that is through the Big Fix platform, and the platform is innovative technology, part of which you'll find out a little bit about today. But essentially what that comprises is a very smart, intelligent agent that's informed and has the ability to enforce policy around things like systems lifecycle management, making sure endpoints are protected with antivirus and firewall technology, and then also managing compliance programs with our security configuration and vulnerability management offerings. So those are packaged policies that come in the form of those solution packs. But really what it comes down to is that technology is used to solve all sorts of problems, answering questions about the environment literally in minutes, no matter how distributed the environment is, how many platforms and different applications are involved, et cetera. So we're going to be talking more and more about how we do that and how you can explain how to do that to your customers. So this is another view of those solution areas. The Big Fix Unified Management Platform is comprised of a single multi-purpose agent. Now, that single agent is optimized to run on systems across platforms. You know, I mentioned different platforms like Windows, Unix, Linux, even point-of-sale devices. And it's low impact to the user. Most users don't even know it's there unless you want them to know it's there. That same agent that's doing multiple services has the ability to offer those different policy packages, and it has the smarts and intelligence to apply policy. And that's really where we have the ability to scale to those very complicated environments we mentioned. Some customers are distributing services to their environment. One server is supporting over 250,000 endpoints because that agent is so optimized for that. So that's what we mean by cost-effective scalability. The policy messages that the single agent is enforcing continually, no matter where it roams, either in your network or outside of your network, are called fixlet messages. And those fixlet messages are packaged in those service offerings you see above. So whether it's we're solving problems around patch management as part of our systems lifecycle portfolio, or we're making sure that antivirus is distributed effectively and installed properly in endpoint protection, either way, our customers are protected. Again, another thing I want to highlight here, too, is with that single agent, single server infrastructure, whether you're patching your systems or you're making sure they're compliant with different requirements for desktop configuration, all of that is in a single unified console. And Jim Rush is going to show you what that looks like later in the talk. So what's our difference? Basically, when you're going into sell desktop management, chances are your customer already has something deployed. It may be Symantec Altiris, it may be Microsoft SDCM or SMS or even WSUS. And what we have to explain as sellers is, why do people want to switch? Generally, it's because those other technologies aren't meeting either SLAs or they might have had some sort of security exposure, or they may have failed an audit. So what's the magic or the secret sauce of Big Fix offers is it solves those problems more effectively. It fills those gaps for the customer. It's very easy to implement. We have customers that have deployed literally in days, and the next few Tivoli talks that we're going to be offering, we're going to show you those specific customer examples about how we were able to deploy so quickly. And then Jim Rush later in the talk is also today going to show you some of the things that we are able to show within hours of installing our technology. Other folks are looking to consolidate. They may have, you know, a different product for antivirus than they do for power management, for example. All of the technology and functionality we offered enables customers to consolidate and simplify their management programs. So that gives them that single pane of glass visibility and control. And not only that, but it's a single policy-based loop, right? So when we find an issue, or when that agent finds something wrong on a machine, whether it's a misconfiguration or an uninstalled patch, it has the power to fix it itself based on those policy messages or fixlets, so that offers continuous compliance rather than reactive security policy. All right, so why do customers need Big Fix? What conversations are you going to have with your customers to see if the Big Fix is a good fit for their desktop and laptop environments? Well, you know, they're struggling with not knowing what's going on in their environment. And as a security professional, I can tell you, the first sort of tool that you have in your security toolkit is knowing what's going on, right? Having that baseline, having the certainty of knowing how your environments are configured. How do I know when a patch is needed and which patch is needed for which systems? How do I know that something's been installed properly? Believe it or not, but the other guys like Microsoft and Symantec and McAfee, they haven't solved these problems. And that's why our customers are having the pain they're having. They also need to prove to auditors what the compliance status is of their important endpoints. Endpoints that are managing or processing credit card information, for example. They need to make sure that those are configured securely and that they're not easily exposed to some sort of security threat. So IT staff are dealing with that, and they're also dealing with, you know, increasing complex cyber threat. They're highly dynamic and very fast-moving. They need to prove their compliance to auditors. They need to know answers in real time, and they're also being asked by their management teams to reduce costs. So all of that contributes to the perfect opportunity to give customers the power, the speed, the visibility, the control that Big Fix offers. Big Fix customers indeed really do know what they have. They know how it's configured. They have that certainty. They have the precision, speed, accuracy, and control to execute any sort of change they need to make enterprise-wide, and that doesn't matter how complicated their network is, and oftentimes it doesn't really matter what types of different platforms they have in place. So why would a customer choose Big Fix to solve this problem for them? So what's, you know, what are the key value propositions of Big Fix compared to the other guys? Really, it's that real-time visibility. It's being able to ask any question of the environment that you need to ask, and Mark can give you some examples that he's run into with his customers, and getting those answers back accurately and quickly. And that single agent doesn't consume any more than 2% on average of CPU, so your users won't even know it's there. Because it's so smart and optimized, it will scale. 250,000 endpoints can be supported by one single server. You have a breadth of coverage with Big Fix, whether you're trying to secure your Windows environment and even legacy Windows platforms like 95 or NT, believe it or not, we support, all the way out to your Unix, your Linux, even point-of-sale devices for retail organizations. So there's intense breadth of coverage. This is another key differentiator compared to someone like Microsoft, who really doesn't have a good answer for things that are non-Windows. And we also, you know, as a seller, you really need to show your customers a rapid payback, rapid time to value. And we can literally install in hours, no matter how complicated the network, in production environments and remediate issues we see within minutes. Some of the things you can do with Big Fix you see listed there. You can find more assets than you realized you had, and this is a key aspect of our POC process. We have customers that are patching machines and getting validation within minutes across the infrastructure, even from locations like a Starbucks, far away from their offices. All right, so I'm going to turn things over to Mark to explain, you know, who do we call when we're trying to find opportunities and sort of what's the pain. So, Mark, I'm going to throw things over to you on slide 12.
Thanks, Sandy. And thanks for describing the great ways that Big Fix can help IT reduce cycles and save money. As everybody could see, there's a lot of solutions that help many, many different stakeholders. So I've been asked to share that depending upon how you approach it, Big Fix can be the easiest product you've ever sold because of all it does better than any competitor simply by delivering the right message to the right stakeholder. This is real, real important so that you can avoid many of the challenges that we ran into early on, like trying to sell operations on PC power management only to learn in the sales cycle, most commonly at the last moments, that electricity costs come out of facilities budget. Where you're then starting a new sales cycle. So the key in what we're going to talk about over the next couple of slides is delivering the right messaging to the right stakeholders, and then providing them with the tools needed to secure their personal win. If you can go on to the next slide, please. Thank you. So I realize this is a busy slide, and we're going to send this out, or it'll be on W3, forgive me. So one of the most important things to understand about selling Big Fix is that IT operations is almost always our ultimate buyer. They're the only ones who can install an agent, and they're the ones responsible for performing tasks like applying patches, remediating security breaches, and fixing configuration shifts, conducting software audits, enforcing endpoint policies, and more. They're also resource constrained, no surprise there, and they're in this constant balancing act of projects that enable the business with those that are required just to keep the lights on. So our message to them is acutely focused on helping them increase their value back to the business at a lower run rate. So we do this first by gaining consensus that a problem actually exists. And the easiest and most accepted is going to be the fact that their current tools can't see or manage all of the endpoints across their highly distributed network. Some of the machines may be off, some of the machines might be in the air, some of the machines might be with operating systems that are not supported by their current tools. So this lack of visibility results in a variety of problems like missed patches, failed audits, and security breaches that requires IT to continuously run around to keep their endpoints secure, which is then distracting them from higher value projects. I want to drill down on this a little bit more just to demonstrate how prevalent this really is. So Gartner represents that it takes many organizations about 120 days, so 4 months, to complete a 90 to 95% patch success rate across their machines. And only 50 to 75% of those machines actually receive a given patch within the first week. This means for almost 4 months, someone in IT is writing scripts for each patch, scanning machines that are relevant, applying the patches, rescanning for computers who weren't on the network during the last patch, applying those patches, and so on and so on and so on until ultimately all the machines are patched. And as you might imagine, by that time, there's already been several more patches issued by Microsoft and Adobe and Java. So this is a problem that's plaguing every single one of our prospective clients. Conversely, Big Fix clients achieve a 99% first pass success rate, which enables them to patch all of their machines literally within a matter of hours, regardless of endpoint operating system, location, bandwidth, or connectivity. So if I go back to who we're talking with, while operations, and specifically those responsible for managing desktops and servers, while they're our ultimate buyers, we have modules for power management, software asset management, security configuration management, endpoint protection. All of these are door openers to IT's internal clients. And so for accounts where we have access to business users, this means promoting self-funding solutions and leveraging those individuals to align us with IT. And for accounts where we're constrained to IT, enable IT to provide business-relevant solutions that then subsidize operations capabilities like patch and software distribution that make their jobs easier. Now, above operation, at the C-level, we all know that our messaging needs to be the crispest and the most relevant. So as an example, Deb Karakordis out of Chicago is calling CIOs with the offer of conducting a day-in-the-life interview with pertinent stakeholders to uncover inefficiencies and opportunities to reduce costs. This is exactly the dialogue that we want to have with clients. So again, Big Fix can be the easiest solution in the world to sell once you know the right words to use for your different stakeholders. If you can go to the next slide, please. So here's where we start to differentiate ourselves, and we're talking about sales strategies today. Given the pervasiveness of systems management tools, it should come to no surprise that virtually every Big Fix purchase constitutes either augmenting or replacing some incumbent technology where the client already has some relationship with our competitors. So rather than a frontal attack where we're running in and claiming that we're going to replace everything they've ever bought, we want to flank our competition. We want to find a problem that their current tool isn't addressing and provide complementary functionality. Most commonly, we'll see products like Microsoft WSUS, SMS, or SECM, which is basically the same product, only updated over time. For ELA accounts, Microsoft provides this capability for free, even though there's support costs involved. So here we want to help clients manage their non-Microsoft operating systems and applications, or we want to help them manage their remote locations, for which we'll provide dynamic bandwidth throttling. We'll also show them how we can provide unique value around real-time verification of SCCM, and even keep SCCM agents up and running, which have otherwise gone unresponsive. Now, once we've identified a business-relevant problem that our sponsor believes they can go get money to solve, we want to quickly validate that unique ability to solve the problem faster than current tools with fewer resources and less infrastructure that it's currently taking. All of this results in a lower run rate than what they're currently paying for less than satisfactory results. If you can kindly go to the next slide. Okay. So once we've identified a clear path to project approval and funding with an exact solution, we actually want to do what everyone else runs from. We want to conduct a proof of concept in a production environment with as many endpoints as possible in as distributed an environment as possible. We've actually been known to deploy 100,000 agents in a week. So the POC is really only going to be gated by how quickly the client wants to solve the problem. We may also start small in the POC and then grow, but once we're deployed, the only thing standing in the way of a production results is a purchase order. So the POC is always documented with milestones, identified resources, the scope of the POC, and start and end dates. We don't want scope creep. We want to take a deal off the table as quickly as possible. And all of this is documented in a template that Big Fix SEs and our partners use on a regular basis. It's initially focused on the problem that we were brought in to solve, but throughout the process, we want to demonstrate other unique value and reasons to act quickly, such as highlighting existing gaps in current tools, which machines are in need of critical patches, which machines should be encrypted, but they're not. Again, Big Fix can ask any question or take any action on any remote machine in real time, so we want to demonstrate that. Ultimately, the POC document becomes the client's business case, so we want to monetize each value statement we make and collaborate with our sponsors, since it's ultimately going to become their document to use and sell internally to stakeholders that we can't reach. So with that in mind, I want to introduce Jim Resch, one of our top SEs, to further comment on the POC and actually show you the product that we're so excited about. Jim?
Yeah, just give me a second here. I'm going to hand controls over to Jim.
Thank you very much, Mark. And while I'm bringing up my machine to share, I really see my part of the presentation as being twofold. One is obviously to reinforce what Mark and Sandy have been talking about, is that with Big Fix, a POC is something that we want to engage in. It's something that's very powerful. And at the same time, I imagine for some people on the line, it might be a little bit of an introduction to the product itself. So I hope that you can see why you would want to do this with a customer who does have budget, who does have a real project, and why this is a very powerful selling tool, as Mark described, not only because of what the customer can see, but, of course, because of the documentation that we'll be able to provide to them. So really, in terms of that visibility and control, Mark mentioned that there are a number of solutions that typically when we go in for just one or two items and can focus on that, people begin to understand where the value of our product is outside of that. As Sandy mentioned, too, the install is very, very fast. Typically, it's a small agent. We'll go ahead and use whatever the typical software distribution method is, or we have our own tool. It's silent. It's no reboot. So that agent gets out there quickly. So what that means is that within a few minutes, literally, of that agent, we're able to produce very dramatic information for them. Information about the inventory that's on their system, the hardware information, the software that's installed on their machines. If we want, we could even go ahead and begin collecting some usage information about the particular applications. But we really like to think of Big Fix, unlike other solutions, as zero effort. I basically open my reporting, I open my console, and the information is just there. And it works that way because of the architecture that Sandy and Mark mentioned earlier, that distributed architecture where the agent is actually using performing the processing on the endpoint using unused CPU resources. So no impact to the client, but what that means, of course, is that we have real-time information. And as things change on the endpoint, we're going to see it change in our reporting as well. And that's what customers get to see, or prospects get to see, in that proof of concept. Because, quite frankly, we all sound alike. Better, faster, cheaper. We all have agents. We all have a server. We all have a distribution point. There's nothing that really distinguishes us. And even if you try to explain to a customer, they might give you that, I'll wait and see. And that's why it's important to do the POC, because it makes true every claim that you've made. Now, I do apologize. I'm going to have to scroll a little bit on my web reports. I wanted to make sure that the resolution was appropriate for anyone who's watching, and sometimes if I use a smaller resolution, it looks terrible. So I'm using something a little bit bigger, so that works for everybody. But again, when we talk about instant visibility, so I got that hardware inventory, the software inventory, no impact to the end users, minimal impact to the CPU. And at the same time, the system is also able to show me my compliance. It could be compliance against different patch groups. It could be security settings. It's cross-product, cross-platform, as Mark described. It could be for Windows, for Unix, for Linux, for Macintosh, for mobile devices, everything from one central console. And that's what we're able to see. So, again, just by deploying the agents and doing nothing else, the customer is able to open up reports, and they can see exactly how successful or not their current solution is. And that goes back to Mark's point about the documentation that we provide and can give in a nice business case at the end of the POC to actually document what did we find and, of course, what did we fix. So that ability to see things at a very high-level executive summary level, which is all some people want to know about, or being able to drill down on a computer-by-computer basis to actually see what are the different items that may be missing from a particular machine. So very, very detailed reporting. Of course, they'll have the ability to create their own, which is something that is wonderful for them to see how simple that can be. So let me switch just a little bit now to another area where we can show value right away. Visibility is great. I know what's patched, what's not patched. I know what my power settings are for savings that I can talk about a little bit earlier. But now I want to do something about it. There's lots of scanning tools out there that will tell you all about the different problems that are there. But now how do you easily remediate that? There we go. Okay. A little delay there. So I'm here in our console. So the console then gives us that ability to take this information one step further. Let's actually act on it. So, again, just giving me a summary of the different problems that have been detected. And, again, zero effort. I, as an administrator, open the console. I see the machines for which I am allowed to administer, and I see only the issues that are relevant to my computers. And so it's really basically up to me to decide, do I want to do something about it, and if so, what? So zero effort. No data collections, as Mark talked about earlier. I'm not running any scripts, no reports. I open the console, and everything is there. And if anything changes on the endpoint, the console will be updated in real time, and I'll actually see the numbers changing in front of me to reflect the changes on the network. Again, as Mark pointed out, and both Sandy, you know, that competitive advantage is that when we're helping customers with power management, with patch management, with security configuration management, with AV management, we're doing that across a whole host of products. So you can see that we're looking for problems from Adobe systems, from Apple, from Microsoft, from Mozilla. We are not limited to Microsoft itself. At the same time, outside of the Windows platform, we're also looking and managing Mac clients, Mac computers, HP UX, AIX, Linux, various flavors that are typically found within an organization. So again, what the system has done is basically shown me these are the issues that I need to address. As an administrator, it's simply up to me to decide what, if anything, do I want to do. I can see exactly the names of the issues, the code numbers that reference from the various vendors. I can see exactly how many of my computers have that problem because that might have an impact on how I want to deal with it. But in that POC, this is really the sizzle. This is the sizzle on that bacon as far as when people really, really begin to understand the difference. And again, it's because of the point that Mark made earlier. In a traditional patch management or configuration management scenario, there are typically agents installed on machines or there's a central scan. Data comes back eventually to a central database, and then eventually I run reports on data that's now days or weeks old. Then I'll go ahead and create packages. I'll deploy those out. I'll wait a couple days. I'll re-inventory everything, run my reports again to see what's fixed, what's failed. A very, very time-intensive process. In Big Fix, all of that has been eliminated because of our architecture. I've already identified, or I should say the system has already identified every single computer and what problems or what patches it may be missing across the different vendors, not just from Microsoft and certainly not just for Windows. The administrator then can go ahead and open up one of these identified issues to read more about it to help in their deployment process. Do I want to do something about it? And if so, then let me begin my testing. So we'll provide notes, information to the administrator to help reduce the time they spend testing. But as I mentioned before, all they have to do is decide, do they want to deal with this or not? And if so, how? So there'll always be a link at each one of these problems that have been discovered, so that the administrator can choose which, if any, computer should it go to, the appropriate fix. When should that take place? Immediately, at some point in the future, so that we don't bother end users. Generally, everything will be done silently. No messaging, no user end prompts. Everything will be silent unless we want it to be. And, of course, at the end, to minimize interruption, there will be no reboot unless we specifically ask for one or a shutdown to take place. So very, very interactive, giving you complete control so that you do not impact end users or servers in the production environment. So here's the fun part. I'm going to go ahead and deploy the action to all of these computers. And again, as well as our system defining and looking for problems, it also includes the automated actions to resolve these problems if I authorize it, as I'm doing now. Our infrastructure is also the most secure and why it's widely used by the federal government is because we have the security systems that we have in place, the certifications that we have. We use digital signatures, so here my actions are being signed and sent to the server. For our real-time responsiveness, the server then is going to go ahead and send a message to those computers to alert them, there is an action for you, come and get it. Now, this is the part where most administrators typically would go ahead and leave for a few days and come back later, kind of a push and pray. Well, I sent it out, but I really don't know what's happening. Notice here that the Big Fix agents are reporting back automatically. I targeted my action to 16 computers, and you can see that each computer, as it's downloading and running the particular fix or patch or update, whatever it was I sent to it, it's telling me exactly where it is. So whether I come back in 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, I know exactly where every computer is in the process of being updated. I don't have to go through the traditional process of finding, send out an action, wait a few days, run reports again, rinse and repeat. So very much an automated system, and you'll see that with all of the solutions that Big Fix provides. It's really just a matter of you choosing which policies you want to enforce on a machine. As Sandy said, Big Fix is all about a policy-based solution, and that's what makes it so easy to demonstrate and to show customers and for them to see in a POC, because everything is pre-written, everything is already tested. It's just a matter of them actually using it. And as you can see from the demonstration, it's a pretty intuitive tool and fairly easy to navigate from the interface, which is fairly standard, kind of an Outlook book for people. So we talked a little bit about the asset inventory. The system out of the box automatically is going to bring in all hardware, software information across the different platforms, so one single view into your environment. It's also going to identify security issues for us, such as patch management. And also, the customer will be able to see immediately other areas of value where they often don't think they have problems. And that's what's great about the POC. One of the most common reactions of a prospect is, Big Six helps me to understand I have problems that I don't even know I have. And this is yet another example of that. In fact, you'll probably find that if you claim, you know, explain to them how you're going to get a customer to 95, 98, 100% patch compliance, they're going to tell you, oh, we're already there. We already have that percentage. But they don't know what they don't know. And what Big Six reveals to them is, no, you're missing agents on many of those computers. They haven't checked in. They've never been collected. So you actually have a lot more vulnerabilities than you even believe that you had. Another area where people always think that they're up-to-date and current is their antivirus solution. The problem is each antivirus infrastructure is only looking at that tool. It's not looking to see if there are other things installed. It's not looking to see if there are problems. And if that agent does fail on the machine, it's usually very difficult to get updates back to the central server. BigFix is agnostic as far as the AV solutions, and we recognize that this is a very common entry, a common area where people are able to compromise machines and get onto the network. So we will look across the different solutions provided by the various AV vendors. We'll give you one single view to that, so you can see who does and does not have AV independent of the solution that you're using. So this is a complement to what you already own. There is a Big Fix antivirus as well, but again, we want to go in, as Mark said, to complement what people have. And once they see the value of Big Fix, it's much easier then to go for an upsell or to transition them into other solutions that we own. So we're going to be looking for antivirus agents, making sure they're there, they're installed. If they are installed, are they up and running? Are they starting automatically when the machine boots up, and are the DAT files being updated? And again, that competitive difference with BigFix is that that's going to be happening for the machines not only when they are on the network, but also when they are off the network. So as long as a computer has an internet connection, if they do not have the VPN into the network, then the LAN managers will have access to be able to update, see information, get information back, apply patches, so that when computers, mobile computers in particular, do come back to the network, the chances that they've been compromised are dramatically reduced. So another area that people are typically looking for different solutions to address. So again, when we can bring BigFix in the POC and they can see all of that value from one single place, it's very powerful. So we talked about inventory, hardware, we've talked about patching, we've talked about the antivirus, all out of the box, all very simple, all very easy for people to understand. I see what BigFix does, this was really easy to do, and I want to know more. I want to try this tool. One other area that's been very powerful for us and very important to a lot of organizations is the area of power management. And with power management, we're talking specifically about PC power management, and that is making sure that when a computer is not actively being used, typically a workstation or a laptop, that we take advantage of the lower power settings that are native to most computers. But what a Lawrence Berkeley study found was that within 90 days, 80% of people make changes to those settings. So even though they may be optimal when they go out, organizations realize over time that there's a lot of drift and that there's a lot of money to be saved here. One, it affects the bottom line. It saved electricity. Two, it's just good corporate stewardship to be able to demonstrate reduction and being able to show the concern for the environment. And three, there are a lot of rebates out there being offered by utilities that will essentially pay for the product itself, offset it so that you can bring BigFix in and then take advantage of many of the features that it has. So with the power management, again, install the agent. Your customers will be able to see within a week or two, obviously we need to collect some data, to be able to show them what are the usage patterns of their network users. How long are machines being left on when someone walks away? How long are they on during the day in an active period rather than going into a standby mode, a lower mode? So we'll be able to show them exactly what's going on, where they can save money, projections for where they could save by making changes, and then giving them this very simple and the same infrastructure, the same single agent, to apply whatever changes they want in a very easy way, a very gradual way. Many people start with monitors, putting them into a standby mode when they're not being used, moving on to computers, and eventually they may decide, hey, we'd like to get the full benefit of the solution, power machines off at night or on weekends, or, you know what, that's just a little too disruptive. But there are also a lot of features within the product that you'll be able to see very easily in a demonstration that show how we can overcome many of the challenges in power management. So I hope that gives you a good sense of why you want to encourage people to go to a POC, instant on, open the console, open the rev reports. It's all there, minimal work, and it's very, very powerful when you have that documentation at the end of the engagement.
So you want to hand things back over to me, Jim?
I will. Is it going to go back to you? Jim?
It'll go back to me. The ball goes.
Very good.
All right, so I just wanted to bring back up the slides again. You should see them soon. And Jim Katz, what should people do that, you know, when sellers find a potential opportunity for Big Fix, what should they do?
Well, today for Tivoli sellers, we have a very easy-to-use lead passing application, which is basically part of the Big Fix sales kit found on the Software Sellers Workplace. So if you go there and you have a lead, basically all you have to do is click on this link. It will take you to a very easy to fill out form, and the lead will be passed. For Big Fix employees today that have a lead, in the next couple weeks you'll be receiving PCs from IBM, and at that time we'll take you through the same basic solution. We'll show you how to use this lead passing tool, only, of course, instead of passing leads to Big Fix, you'll be passing leads to Tivoli. So, again, this tool will be used both by Big Fix employees and by Tivoli sellers to pass leads back and forth. Now, if you need additional help, there's a number of people to contact. And Sandy Hawk, of course, who is on this call this morning, she's a Senior Director of Product Marketing. Kimber Spradlin is the Senior Manager for Product Marketing, and she is also working with the business partners. Mark Ayer is the Senior Manager of Product Marketing. Myself, Jim Katz, I'm Tivoli Worldwide Sales Enablement for Big Fix and Provisioning Solutions. Angela Reese, who is a Tivoli Marketing Manager. And, of course, there is a Big Fix sales kit available within IBM, and there is now also a Big Fix sales kit available for partners on PartnerWorld. So, again, I do want to mention that next week, August 10th, we will be holding a special meeting for partners where you can understand the Big Fix solution and understand also how to become a Big Fix partner. So with that, I think we can turn it over to questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press star, then 1. To withdraw your question, press star, then 2. Once again, for any questions from the phone, it's star 1. One moment for our first question. Our first question from Hagen Turgut.
Hi, this is Hakan Turgut from Turkey. I just would like to understand if you support also vulnerability for databases.
If you're asking about verification that databases are secure or configured properly, is that what you mean? An agent that
yes.
Checks? Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Right, so our agent is currently OS specific mostly. We can ensure that a database application is patched, but we're not really geared to evaluate and enforce database compliance or database configuration. Jim Resch, did you want to?
No, that's exactly. That sums
okay.
it up.
Okay. But that may indeed be, you know, maybe in several years from now we may look into porting our agent to that specific use case, but currently no.
Okay. Can I have another question?
Okay.
Regarding OS deployment, I was in a customer today, and they asked me a question like, can we put an operating system image in remote branches like in a depo server and then initiate the OS deployment on branch offices from there.
Yes, we do offer that solution as part of Big Six for the Windows environment, and I believe, definitely for the Windows environment, and certainly looking into that for others. Is that, I assume that's probably what these are, Windows machines?
Windows machines, yes.
That definitely is something that we are has been in development, and it's just coming to market right now. So we'll be seeing that very, very shortly, that capability.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, to ask a question, press star 1. Our next question from Scott Persky.
Hi, this is Scott Persky of the Federal team, and we're very excited to have Big Six on board, so welcome to IBM.
Thank you.
I had a couple questions for you on some of the compliance stuff that we didn't really cover much in depth on this call, but I know that there is an FDCC compliance solution as part of Big Six.
Yes.
Is that part of that same, the demo that you were going through? Is there a tab on there that just says FDCC compliance, or how do you actually provide that?
Yes, because we do cover the FDCC standards as well as the NIST standards, there was a tab called Security Configuration. And if I pressed on that tab, I would see all of the non-compliance that are on my machines across those different standards. So we do encapsulate those into policies. The agents do assess themselves against it. They report back whether they're relevant or not to that setting. And then, obviously, it's not like a patch where it's a yes or no, you have it or you don't. A lot of times in a control, there's a range of appropriate values. So we'll allow you to specify what you want that value to be and then measure the machines against that accordingly. And then there's also, as you would expect, an exceptions capability. So for machines that, for whatever reason, can't have that setting, you're able to define the exemptions so that the reporting is clear, you know, to someone who's looking at it.
Gotcha. And then is there a way to map that computer back to the organization that might be the user of that computer, so you'd be able to tell, you know, these desktops are not in compliance because of some end user issue, and that end user exists in the, you know, the finance department or in IT operations?
Typically, we can. It depends on how that's defined. Some organizations, that information is sometimes stored on the computer itself already. Obviously, we can leverage that. If that information is stored in an external database, what department do you belong to, what's your phone number, what's your email address, then we can incorporate that data into our database so that in the reports you can include exactly the information you're talking about.
Great. And one last, I have a few more questions, but obviously one for the call that's kind of burning right now for me. Where you listed the malware tools and you saw the graph with McAfee and Prevention Desktop and a couple of the others, is that crossing the line for Patch to say I'm going to replace all the trend with Preventia, for example? Is that a capability of Big Six, or is that sort of outside the purview of what you can do to provision?
Oh, no, that's really why it's there. It's there to because people who have concerns, you know, one of the big things, people don't want to switch AB. They're very uncomfortable with it, with that whole process, because if I can't control it with my old AB and I can't control it with a new AB because something went wrong, I'm in deep trouble. So Big Six gives you very easy visibility into the old and new to make that transition easier, and we would hope, you know, into the Preventia Desktop solution.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Great. Well, I have more questions, but I'll let other people ask theirs. Thanks again, and welcome to IBM. We're very excited to have you.
Thanks. We're glad to be here.
Yeah, we are. And, Scott, if you need, you're probably talking to Tom Burke from
yep.
our side. Okay, great. And if you need anything, he'll know what information to track down, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you have after this call as well.
Super. Thank you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Our next question from Kevin Julier.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, since this seems to have the potential to be maybe less intrusive than the current way we have within IBM of deploying fixes, is there a plan to use this within IBM, and will we notice it?
I think so. I'll tell you what, 2 or 3 years ago, I was actually the FE who worked on trying to get IBM to use Big Fix, because it is a complement to Tivoli. It is not a threat at all because of the patch process. They were very interested in it. It's my understanding that that's moving forward, but we'll have to confirm with others. But I thought that was moving forward, that you'd be using our tool instead for patching.
Internally, yeah. End user services is the group that is currently evaluating whether they want to roll that out or not. So, yeah, we hope they do.
Well, I think that would be a good test.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we had a pretty big pilot with them. It was very, very large around the world, so they definitely put it through its paces.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question from Haider Issa.
Hi, guys. This is Haider Issa from IBM Dubai. I'm the civil services leader for Middle East, North Africa. Just got a quick question. Other products have agents that normally have a symptom of dying or losing contact with the server at some point of time. And normally to resolve that, they either have to stop and start the agent or reboot the whole endpoint, which is very frustrating to customers. Have you encountered that, or do we have that symptom, or can you please comment on this?
Well, yes, we've encountered that in other tools, and no, we don't have that symptom. our agents are architected in a very different way, and I won't go into the details right now, but there are ways that ours is built to prevent that from happening. But, of course, it will still happen. However, our technology includes its own mechanism for one computer to check other computers on the subnet to make sure that the agent is installed, up, and running. So even though the agent may not be functioning on that computer itself, we still have sort of a broad reach to be able to find that from another Big Fix managed computer and then either do a reset or a reinstall from there, all from the console. You'd never have to revisit the machine. It would just be a click and go. Does that answer your concern?
Yes, it does. One further follow-up on that. Can it resolve its own problem or restart itself automatically if it found out it has a problem? Would a user have to intervene?
Not necessarily. There are some things that actually the agent itself, it does use its own technology. The agent is watching what's going on, and it does have the ability to take some policies if it does see problems. Obviously, if it gets to a certain point, it can't. But yeah, there are definitely things that the agent is watching for and trying to correct itself so that it doesn't require intervention.
Great. Looking forward to seeing it.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Good.
Hey, Jim and Sandy, this is Mark again. I was just reminded to encourage everybody to leverage POCs where they're relevant, but also recognize our true objective is to close business with as few variables as possible. So obviously, if we can close business with collateral and with reference calls as opposed to burdening resources, we want to do that, but we want to leverage POCs as a key differentiator. So just to be resource sensitive to our own teams.
Thanks, Mark.
Yeah, and I just got an email from a user who couldn't be on the call but would like Jim to answer this question. Jim, regardless of the solution being sold by Big Fix, is it basically one screen? Do you view security and automation and patch management all on the one screen, or are there multiple screens?
One screen. It's one application, one console. It's all in the same place. Yeah.
Thank you.
Our next question from Hajin Target. Mr. Target, your line is open.
Yes, this is Sarkan again. My question actually, when I visit your sales page, I cannot find detailed presentations for Security Configuration Manager, for Lifecycle Manager, for Power Management. How can we find this dedicated presentation, because we get a lot of questions and we cannot answer?
So Jim Cass and I will make sure that you have any product-specific material you have on W3. I haven't reviewed the sales kit recently, but I know every day we're adding new content. So Jim Cass and I will make sure that you have the product-specific material you need in the next week or so.
Thank you. Also, do we have any process to get the software for the customers who is willing to start immediately to use BigFix if they are entitled to use, you know, like if they have already licensed for TPM for software.
Well, you know, if you've got a question about entitlement and it wasn't answered on the July 26th Tivoli talk, let me ask you to send an email to the BigFix Ask ID, which is BGFIX.
All right. I know. Okay. I know this. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
At this time, I'm showing no further questions.
Great.
Well, I guess this is Jim Kiss, and I want to thank my friends from BigFix for being on this early call this morning. I really appreciate you all. The great demo that was given by Jim, Mark, Sandy, thanks again for all your help, and thank you to everybody who tuned in.
Thanks, Jim, and thanks everyone who attended.
Thank you for participating on today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.